Well, the red light's on, so that must mean it's recording. And we'll see. Anyway, I suppose this is Earl Engebright. And it's September the 24th, 2011. I've just had my 94th birthday on September the 21st. And just prior to that, I've had macular degeneration for some time. And on Monday, which was, the 19th, something like that, I had a black spot in front of my right eye, which, in effect, made it impossible for me to read or to drive. And so I'm taking this opportunity to record some of my thoughts, some of my experiences, and I'll probably repeat, since I don't have any way of knowing what I've said as far as writing anything down. But I probably should begin as close to the beginning as I can. My father was John Engebright, no middle initial, born in Norway, probably Sturin, April the 1st, 1886, if I'm correct, and came to this country at age about 16. His expenses of getting here from Norway were paid, and I understand it was about $50 by his uncle. It was John Anderson, who had two farms in this area. One was at the south end of Lake Sammamish, Issaquah, Washington, which is now the state park. And he had another farm, which was over near a racetrack, over towards South Center up that way. And he sent for my father, and later for Ole, the brother, to work off their passage money on his farms. And so my father worked there for, I don't know how many years, but quite a number of years to pay that off. And once he did, he left the farm and went up to, as I understand it, to Darrington area to be involved in logging. He was very good with horses and used that knowledge and ability to haul logs for logging companies. And later he went to Everett and worked for a company that hauled baggage, and so forth from the waterfront up to hotels for people that were traveling. Those days they all traveled with these big trunks, and required a special conveyance to get the trunks from the harbor up to wherever either the harbor or the railroad up to a hotel or wherever they're going to stay. And my mother was Hazel E., I think it was for Evelyn Engebright, for her name was Knapp, Hazel Evelyn Knapp, K-N-A-P-P, born in Everett, at a later date than my father, but I don't have that information right offhand. And she was the apple of her father's eye, who was Charles Frederick Knapp. He had several different jobs. One was working for the Everett Police Department. He was a captain, as I understand it, and he also went up to Alaska in the Gold Rush, and worked there for several years, mostly on a tramway to haul luggage rather than being a prospector. I know that my mother and her brother Earl Knapp and her mother Eva Knapp traveled to Alaska during the summertime when the gold rush was on. Lived in Dyea, I believe it is, which is just across from Sitka. And stayed there during the summer, I think for two summers. And my grandfather later, in I think it was 1899, went to Nome, Alaska for the gold rush up there, but I don't think he stayed too long. As far as I know, I had some letters written on board the ship from the Nome regarding his adventures, and they are now with the Alaska Library System in their archives in Juneau, along with some other material that related to Alaska. And I was born September the 21st, 1917, and probably at home, which was on North 50th in Seattle, right across from Lower Woodland. Just up from, Green Lake Way, I believe. And later, we were living with my grandparents. My mother and father and grandparents were in this house. And later, and I'm not sure how much later, probably not very much, they bought another house up on 49th, a little further west, I think a block or two. And I lived there with them until I was about 5 years old. My grandfather at that time was a grocer, and he had been a grocer in Everett also. And he had a grocery store on East Lake, and I'm not exactly sure where, but it's fairly close to town. And prior to my mother's marriage to my father, they lived in an apartment on Carolina Court, which is on East Lake Avenue, still there as far as I know. I don't know too much about the circumstances of their marriage, but I understand that my mother was kind of a difficult person, and the apple of her father's eye, and worked in his store. And the story goes that she was going with and had as a boyfriend a young man who worked at the store. And in the meantime, my father had been courting her, at least trying to be close to her. in Everett and also in Seattle, where he worked as a hauling stuff. And being an alien at that time, I think that my grandfather particularly kind of looked down on him. Anyway, the story goes that my mother had a fight with her boyfriend, and my father was right there to pick up the pieces, and she up and married him. And I don't think it was a terribly popular wedding as far as my grandparents were concerned. Anyway, the story goes that my father had saved some money, hoping to be able to rent an apartment. And so after the wedding, he gave the money to my mother to get an apartment. And instead of that, she bought a hat. That's the way the story goes, and I'm not terribly surprised. But they lived in an apartment for a while, and then when my birth was imminent, they moved in with my grandparents on 50th, and as far as I know, I was born there. I don't have too many recollections of my life up at that time. Streetcar system from downtown Seattle ran close to where we lived on 49th, within a block, and streetcar tracks ran right through Woodland Park on the west side of the lake. And I kind of think they also, it may have circled like Green Lake, but anyway, there was tracks on both sides. And I can remember the streetcars going through there. Not much else, really. When I was 5 years old, my grandfather, who was a pretty sharp businessman, learned that they were building a new highway, which is going to be called Aurora, from Seattle to Everett. Before that, the Everett Highway went through Bothell. So he realized the potential for a business on Aurora and bought a lot at the corner of Aurora and 85th. 85th was the city limits of Seattle at that time. And he was on the south side, on the Seattle side of 85th, and on the east side of Aurora. So he bought a lot there and had a building built. It was a two-story building with apartments above and a grocery store and a butcher shop down below. And in between the two was the stairway that went up to a kind of a foyer up there, and apartments on each side. My grandparents lived in the apartment on the grocery store side, and my parents and I lived in an apartment on the side over the butcher shop. And I do remember that when they moved there, were in the process of moving, I was left alone, and maybe, I don't know whether there was somebody watching me or not, at the house on 49th. and they were moving things in, I suppose, the store and all that, up at where the store was built on 85th and Aurora. And I can remember that I decided to go there, so I walked from 49th to 85th, most of it along the side of Green Lake. And of course they learned of my being missing and were pretty concerned about the fact that I could not be found. And there was the lake there, you know, which was very attractive to young people. And eventually they found me. I think I was pretty well on up 77th or so, on my way up to the store. I knew where that was. So that was quite an adventure, and was more, didn't concern me as much as it did them.